This is the Sakka Murli of the 24th of October 2025. Essence, sweet children, Baba has come to show you the path home. When you remain soul conscious, you will be able to see this easy path. Question: what knowledge do you receive at the confluence age, through which the Golden Age deities are called conquerors of attachment? Answer: at the confluence age, the Father tells you the story of immortality and gives you this knowledge of eternal souls. You receive the knowledge that this is an imperishable, predestined drama, and that every soul plays his own part. A soul leaves his body and takes another one. Therefore, there is no need to cry. It is by souls receiving this knowledge now that the Golden Age deities are called conquerors of attachment. There is no mention of death. They leave their old bodies in happiness and adopt new ones. Song: show the path to the blind, dear God. Om Shanti. The spiritual father says to you, sweetest spiritual children, I show you the path, but first consider yourselves to be souls. Sit in soul consciousness, and you will find this path to be easy. You have been stumbling for half a cycle on the path of devotion. There is an enormous amount of paraphernalia on the path of devotion. The Father has now explained that there is only the one unlimited Father. The Father says, I am showing you the path. No one in the world even knows which path he shows. It is the path to liberation and liberation in life, liberation and salvation. The abode of peace is called liberation. A soul cannot speak without a body. Sound can only be made through these organs. Sound is produced with a mouth. If there were no mouth, where could sound come from? Souls receive these organs in order to act. In Ravan's kingdom, you perform sinful acts. Those sinful acts are very dirty acts. In the Golden Age, there is no Ravan, and therefore actions are neutral. The five vices are not there. That is called heaven. The residents of Bharat were residents of heaven, but they are now called residents of hell. They are drowning in this river of poison. They all cause each other sorrow. They say, Baba, take us to a place where there is no mention of sorrow. When Bharat was heaven, there was no mention of sorrow. They came from heaven into hell. They now have to go to heaven. This is a play. The Father himself sits here and explains to you children. This is the true company of the truth, satsang. You are remembering the true Father. He alone is God, the highest on high. He is the creator. You receive your inheritance from him. The Father himself gives you children your inheritance. Even though they have limited fathers, they remember him and say, O God, O Supreme Father, Supreme Soul, have mercy. They have become distressed from stumbling along so much on the path of devotion. They say, O Baba, give us our inheritance of happiness and peace. Only the Father can give this, and that too is for 21 births. You can calculate this. In the Golden Age, when it was their kingdom, there must definitely have been fewer people. There was only one religion and only one kingdom. That is called heaven, the land of happiness. The new world is called Satopradhan, completely pure. The old world is called Tamopradhan, completely impure. Everything is at first Satopradhan, and it then goes through the stages of Sato, Rajo, and Tamo. Young children are called Satopradhan. Young children are said to be more elevated than great souls, Mahatmas. Mahatmas take birth, grow up, and experience the vices, and then leave home. Small children don't know anything about vice. They are completely innocent. This is why they are said to be more elevated than Mahatmas. Deities are praised as being full of all virtues. Sadhus are never given this praise. The father has explained the meaning of violence and non-violence. To hit someone is called violence. The greatest violence is to use the sword of lust. Deities are non-violent. They do not use the sword of lust. The father says, I have now come to change you from human beings into deities. Deities are in heaven. No one here can call himself a deity. Everyone understands himself to be a degraded, vicious sinner. So how could they call themselves deities? That is why they have called it the Hindu religion. In fact, it was the original eternal deity religion. The word Hindu originated from the word Hindustan. So they called it the Hindu religion. You say that you are of the deity religion, and yet they put you in the column of the Hindu religion. They say that they only have a column for the Hindu religion. Because of being impure, none of them can call themselves deities. You now understand that you were worthy of worship deities, and that you have now become worshippers. Previously, you did unadulterated worship of Shiva. Then you became adulterated worshippers. The Father is only one. You receive your inheritance from him. There are many types of deity, etc. You do not receive any inheritance from them. You cannot receive the inheritance from this Brahma either. One is the incorporeal father and the other is your physical father. Even though they have physical fathers, they continue to say, O God, O Supreme Father. You wouldn't say that to your physical father. An inheritance is received from a father. A husband and wife are half partners. Therefore, she should have half of everything. First, half should be given to her as her share, and then the children should be given the other half. However, these days the children are given all the wealth. Some have a lot of attachment. They think that it is their children who will have all rights when they die. Today's children don't even ask about their mother after the father's departure. Some love their mother. Some, however, oppose their mother. These days, the majority don't ask after their mother. They waste all the money. Some adopted children are also like that. They trouble their mother a great deal. You children heard the song. They say, Baba, now show us the path to happiness where there is rest. There is no happiness in Ravan's kingdom. Those on the path of devotion don't even understand that Shiva is separate from Shankar. They just continue to bow their heads and read scriptures. Okay, what do you receive by doing that? They don't know anything. Only the one Father is the bestower of peace and happiness for all. In the Golden Age, there is happiness as well as peace. There was peace and happiness in Bharat, but they no longer exist. This is why, in their devotion, they continue to stumble from door to door. You now understand that only the one Father takes you to the land of peace and the land of happiness. Baba, we will only remember you. We will claim our inheritance from you alone. The Father says, you have to forget your bodies and all your bodily relations. Remember the one Father alone. You souls have to become pure here. If you don't remember him, you will have to experience punishment. Your status will be reduced. This is why the Father says, make effort to have remembrance. He explains to you souls, there are no other satsangs, etc., where, O spiritual children, is said. This is spiritual knowledge, which you children receive from the spiritual Father. Spirit means incorporeal. Shiva too is incorporeal. You souls are points, you are very tiny. No one can see a soul without having a divine vision. Only the Father gives divine visions. Devotees sit and worship Hanuman and Ganesh, etc. Now how would they have visions of them? The Father says, I am the one who is the bestower of divine visions. I, myself, give visions to those who have done a lot of devotion. However, there is no benefit in those. They just become happy. They still continue to commit sin. They don't attain anything. How could they become anything without studying? Deities are full of all virtues. You too have to become like that. The rest are all visions of the path of devotion. You will actually swing with Sri Krishna and be with him in heaven. It depends on how much you study. To the extent that you follow Srimad, you will claim an elevated status. Srimad is given by God. You do not call it Sri Krishna's Srimad. The Sri Krishna soul claimed his status by following the Srimad of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul. You souls were also in the deity religion. In other words, you were in Sri Krishna's dynasty. The people of Bharat don't know what the relationship of Radhe and Krishna is. Each comes from a different kingdom. And then on their marriage, they become Lakshmi and Narayan. The Father has come to explain all of these things. You are now studying to become the princes and princesses of heaven. It is at the time of the marriage of the prince and princess that their names are changed. Therefore, the Father makes you children into such deities. However, that is only if you follow the Father's Srimat. You are mouth-born children. You are born through a womb. Those Brahmins bind a couple and make them sit on the pyre of lust. You true Brahmins now take them off the pyre of lust and tie them with the bond of sitting on the pyre of this knowledge. Therefore, they have to let go of the other bond. Children now fight and quarrel and waste all their money. Nowadays, there is a lot of dirt in the world. The worst sickness of all is the cinema. Even good children get spoilt by going to the cinema. Therefore, BKs are also forbidden to go to the cinema. However, for those who are strong, Baba says, do service there too. Explain to them that the cinema is limited. There is also an unlimited cinema. Those limited and false cinemas started from the unlimited cinema. The father has now explained to you children that that is the soul world, where all souls reside, and that the subtle region is in between there and here. This is a physical world where the whole play takes place. This cycle continues to turn. You Brahmin children have to become spinners of the discus of self-realization. It is not the deities who have to become these. However, because they are effort makers, Brahmins are not given these symbols. Today they are moving along well. Tomorrow they fall. This is why these symbols are given to the deities. They portray Sri Krishna killing Akasura and Bakasura, etc. with a discus. However, he is said to have the highest religion of non-violence. So how could he kill? All of that is the paraphernalia of devotion. Wherever you go, there will be an oval-shaped image, lingam, of Shiva. So many different names have been given. They make so many deities out of clay. They decorate them. They spend thousands of rupees on them. They create them, worship them, sustain them, and then sink them. They spend so much money on the worship of dolls. They don't gain anything from that. The father explains, all of that devotion is for wasting money. They have continued to come down the ladder. When the father comes, it becomes the stage of ascending for everyone. He takes you all to the land of peace and the land of happiness. There is no question of wasting money in this. By wasting money on the path of devotion, you became insolvent. The father sits here and explains the story of becoming solvent and insolvent. You belonged to that dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan. The father now gives you teachings to change you from ordinary humans into Narayan. Those people relate the story of the third eye and the story of immortality, but all of those are lies. This is the story of the third eye through which each soul's third eye of this knowledge opens. The whole cycle enters the intellect. Each of you is receiving a third eye of this knowledge. You are also listening to the story of immortality. The immortal Baba is telling you the story of immortality. He is making you into the masters of the land of immortality. You never experience death there. People here have so much fear of death. There is no fear of dying and there is no crying. You leave your old body in happiness and take a new one. Here people cry so much. This is a world of tears. The father says, this drama is predestined. Each one is playing his own part. The deities are conquerors of attachment. There are innumerable gurus in the world and they all have different opinions. Each one's opinion is his own. Here, there is worship of a deity, goddess, of contentment. The deities of contentment can only exist in the Golden Age. How can they exist here? In the Golden Age, deities are always content. You become multimillionaires. Because nothing is unattained there, there is no worry about attaining anything. There are no worries there. The Father says, I am the bestower of salvation for everyone. You children are given happiness for 21 births. You have to remember such a Father. It is by having remembrance of him that your sins are burnt away and you become Sato Pradhan. These things have to be understood. You will claim an elevated status and your subjects will be created to the extent that you explain to others. You are not being told a story of some sadhu, etc. God is sitting here and explaining through this one's mouth. You are now becoming deities of contentment. Now also make a vow to remain pure forever, because you have to go to the pure world. Therefore, don't become impure. The Father has taught you this vow. Human beings now observe many different types of vows. Accha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdara. The spiritual Father says, Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence Vodarna, 1. Follow the directions of the One Father and remain constantly content and become deities of contentment. Don't have any desires here. Acquire all attainments from the Father and become multimillionaires. 2. The cinema makes you the most dirty. You are not allowed to watch films. If you are courageous and can understand the significance between that limited cinema and this unlimited cinema, you can do service by explaining it. Blessing. May you be a disciplined, intense effort maker and have growth in your efforts and service. A Brahmin is someone with a disciplined life. A task is successful when it is done in the right way. In any situation, if there isn't any growth in your efforts or service, then something is definitely lacking in the way you do it. Therefore, check. From Amrit Vela until night, were my thoughts, words, actions and connections disciplined, that is, was there growth? If there was not, then think what the reason for that would be and find a solution to it, and you will not then be disheartened. If your life is disciplined, there will then definitely be growth, and you will become an intense effort maker. Slogan. To be full of cleanliness and honesty is to have real purity. Avyakt signal. Experiment on yourself and others with your mind with the powers of yoga. When you are not able to accomplish a task with words, it is said, this one will not understand with words, but transformation will take place with good wishes. Where words are not able to accomplish a task, then the instruments of the power of silence, which are your good wishes, pure feelings, mercy with the language of your eyes, and their experiencing love will be able to achieve it. Om Shanti.